USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence is moving slow and dropping tons of rain on the Carolinas. There's now major flooding and catastrophic property damage. WNCN TV reporter Colleen Quickly.
We were speaking with some of the firefighters who work here in New Bern and said if they didn't have all of this help, they don't know what they would have done because the calls just kept on coming. You know, so many people we've spoken with said it's flooded here before, but no one has ever seen anything like what they saw with Tropical Storm Florence.
Meteorologist John Cancellosi.
So right now we have a tropical storm warning up for Florence. For a good portion of the North and South Carolina coastline, it almost covers nearly the entire coast of the two states.
About 1 million customers in the Carolinas are without power. So far, 5 people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
The governor of Massachusetts declares a state of emergency after natural gas explosions. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Mayor Dan Rivera says Columbia's communications with local authorities have been poor and the company's hiding from the problem.
First, evacuate everyone. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure evacuate everyone south of the river?
Yes.
In Andover, yes, evacuate everyone. So we did it. The second thing they asked us to do was to shut off the power. Are you sure? Shut off the power. Yes, shut off the power. We're not going to shut off the power. Then we're going to shut off the... Finally, we shut off the power. Those are the last two coherent pieces of information we got from Columbia Gas.
Thursday's blasts are being blamed for more than 60 fires, a death, and about 25 injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Ariana Grande has put up a tribute on Instagram for Mac Miller, who died last week of an apparent overdose. I adored you from the day I met you, she wrote, and I always will. The two had dated for about 2 years, only breaking up last May. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Trump administration is working on fulfilling another one of its campaign promises. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is looking to make drug prices more affordable for patients. That's according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. He joined Fox Business to explain how he's doing that.
The president is adamant. He's going to bring drug prices down. We laid out a blueprint back in May. Since that time, it's taking effect. We've been just lopping off and executing item after item in that blueprint. We've seen 60% reduction in price increases from pharma.
Wow.
Since the president rolled out his blueprint. We've had two companies that have rolled back price increases, decreased prices. We've had other companies that had announced they were going to increase prices and then pulled back from them. And we've had close to 15 companies that have said they're not going to increase prices the rest of this year. Now, I'm not counting on their voluntary actions. Mm. We're rewiring the whole system.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
New data from Adobe Analytics finds America spent a record $2 billion online on Labor Day, which is up 23% from a year ago. Shoppers shelled out money on big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and grills. According to the Washington Post, retail strategists believe the numbers bode well for the upcoming holiday shopping season. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.